Hello everyone. Yes, I am finally off after my long week at work, and boy was that a long, long week. I noticed about an audiobook ago or two that there was crackling and stuff like that. So I was so far only able to reproduce the problem once, but so far I've not been able to. And I've done multiple test recordings, and it's fine. So, I don't know. It's kind of weird, but, oh, man, I'm pretty stoned right now. I took some pot, obviously. And, yeah, now I'm on PSN looking to buy a game. I just went on PSN and asked, what should I buy? Because I want to get something new from here. I keep looking at this PSN Plus stuff, and I don't know, man, I don't get it, you know, I just don't get it, I don't understand. Money Idol Exchanger, what? Okay, there, that's some weird shit. Sonic Wings, yes, that's a big one. Desamon Plus, nah. Arcade hit Outlaws of the Last Dynasty. What the hell is this? Data East provides fighting fans. Is that like a... Is it like a side-scrolling fighter? Like, is there videos of this? See, I really... This is the one thing that I don't like about the PSN store. You can't preview any of the games. Like, for instance... Like, I can't view a video of the game or screenshots of the game when it's listed there. And that kind of sucks. So, yeah, that really, really blows, actually. Punisher Warzone. Nah, no thanks, I already have it. Anyways, you want how much? They want a lot for, like, digital... They want as much almost as a DVD for some of the digital downloads, especially like in the movies and stuff like that. We'll just stick to the game, but there's no screenshots, and well, let me just scroll down, make sure I'm not talking out of my ass, and I'm not. I don't know. I really would like to see it. I don't know if it's a. I guess it's a head-to-head fighter. I don't think this is like a side-scrolling beat-em-up, which would be nice. Actually, I would like to see some more Japanese side-scrolling beat-em-ups, actually, because I really, really like that game. Ooh, Magical Drop. Again, Data East. Wow. Cho Aniki. Something Brother. That's all I can understand. Controversial times, well, grab you dingleberries and pull you into its world of wacky fun. Represent the game in its original Japanese splendor. No political correctness here. Hop on board and let the shooting begin. Please note this game. Well, this game is a. Help playing it can be found at monkeypawgames.com. Huh. Interesting. And then just about shooters. Man, they really need more PSN originals here. Man, well, I'm going to look up some more PS1 original games here because I am in the mood actually for some original PSN. So, yeah, I guess you have to look for them under games. PlayStation 1 Classics. Alright, so let's see what we have here. I guess we'll just browse 8am. Alundra, Ark the Lad. I know, but it's an RPG. I know Philip speaks highly of it, and I don't doubt that it's a great game, but man, I'm not playing through a Japanese RPG anymore. I'm too old for that. I really am. As cool as it might look. Blood Omen. Legacy of Kain, oh my god, I remember. Bloody Roar 2. Bomberman Fantasy Race, I don't know what the hell that is. Bomberman Party Edition, that's a good one. Bowling. Castlevania Chronicles, that one's really good. Castlevania Symphony of the Night, that is also supposed to be an excellent game. Championship Best. Okay, I've never met a single person, be it American or not, or Canadian, or anywhere, that's ever played a fucking bass fishing game. Yeah, I mean, who the fuck played the bass fishing games? I mean, I never had the interest. I don't see the appeal. It's kind of weird to me. Cool Borders 2, Cool Borders 3, Crash Bandicoot, Crash 2, Crash Bandicoot 3, Crash Team Racing, Dead in the Water, I forgot what that was, Delta Urban Force, Destriga, Destruction Derby, a Dino Crisis, ugh. I know people speak highly of it, man, but not me. Extreme Pinball, Maximum Fighting Force, oh, Fighting Force, oh yes, Fighting Force, a little known fact, Fighting Force, which was a PlayStation game, I think it was out for the Saturn as well, and the N64 possibly. Anyways, this is what actually Streets of Rage 4 was supposed to be, but Sega deemed it so terrible that they just sold it and just, you know, said, you know, screw this, we're not doing this. Final Fantasy VII, now that is a game I do have to at some point download, because I've never played it, and everybody tells me it's the shit. So, I really would love that. 4 Team Racing, Gex 3. What happened to Gex 2? Grandia. I'm tempted, actually. I've always wanted to play a Grandia game. Harvest Moon, Back to Nature. You know, I really like the Harvest Moon Rune Factory games. I've really, really been very fond of them. And I still like them very much to this day. So, I'll keep that one in mind. Jet Moto. Oh, my God. I don't know. Does everybody remember the Jet Moto commercial with the guy? It's like he's not coming out of the start properly. He gets off the bicycle. Lady, come on, hit the gas. You're killing me out here. Like, it's some old lady driving as him. And he goes, for God's sakes, turn off the blinker. I know, I'm a loser that I can actually remember that. Oh, King of the Fighters 99. Okay, we're going to get King of the Fighters 99. I'm craving some Iori. I've also heard good things about Legacy of Kain Soul Reaver. A former friend of mine always spoke very highly of it, but like, I don't know. I never believed his opinion because he's an idiot. And I'm no longer friends with that guy. Legend of Mana. I never played any of the Mana games, actually. I should, though. Mass Destruction. Metal Slug X. I already had that on Xbox. Metal Gear Solid. I don't really dig Metal Gear Solid that much. Mobile Life Force. And Motor Tune Racing. Jesus Christ. Nuclear Strike. That's kind of inappropriate right now. Oddworld. Apes Exodus. Yeah, I remember that one. Oddworld. Oddworld's Abe's Odyssey. One Required. Oh, what the fuck that is. Perfect Weapon. Yeah, that looks like a really shitty game. Parasite Eve, yeah, but I'm not into that. R-Type 4. R-Types are awesome. Rally Crisis Rain Man. Resident Evil, yeah. Reloaded. Reloaded has one of the best, like, early drum and bass music of all time. It's really, really good. The game itself, though, it's questionable. It gets very repetitive. It's a twin-stick shooter. But the music in it is I had it ripped on tape, actually, the soundtrack. Actually, I might just download that as an ISO just so I can get the, soundtrack back, because the soundtrack was really awesome. Oh, well. Ridge Racer 4, Barf. Sayuki Journey West. Tactical role playing, forget it. Silent Hill, no thanks. Soviet Strike. Sorcerer's Maze. Snowcross. Sim Theme Park. SimCity 2000. Spec Ops. Spec Ops Cover Assault. Spiral. Alpha 2 and Alpha I already have. More Spyro. Suikoden. Again, RPG, fuck. Siphon Filter. Tekken. Actually, I saw Tekken at a thrift store last Wednesday, but I didn't pick it up, and now I kind of sort of regret it. I should have picked it up. I know Vic is going to listen to this and go, "Whoa, I fucking told you so," because he was with me. Tvisted Metal, Unjammer Lemmy, Wild Arms. I've never played Wild Arms either. I'm going to have to look up a video of that. Wing Commander of the Xenogears is also a timeless classic. And XS Junior Swing Extreme 2. So I guess it's just going to be King of the Fighters and then. Gonna play with some Iori and SNK characters. Oh yeah, I had some credits left over, that's right. That's right, I still had some money in my PSN account. Alright, so we're downloading that. I got about 56 seconds late. I left. Actually, I hate to break this to you guys, but you know that whole problem about downloading shit really slow from PlayStation Network? We didn't really have that problem in Canada. Like, Jason, I don't think, has that problem either on his PS3. Where it takes long for shit to download, because it doesn't. They download fine over here. Like I said, a PSN game, I will usually get within about a minute or so. No later than 90 seconds. I mean, it's like a minute and a half. Who cares? It's all right. Man, this is good weed, man. Like when I first got this, though, it was more of an indica. Like it was more of a relaxant, you know, body relaxing, pain relieving. You know, my shoulders started feeling loose, and it's awesome. Can't complain. Oh yeah. Anyways, here's something funny happened to me. I was looking for a song called, and I always buy my music. Please note that. However, sometimes you can't find it. You can't even buy it. And this was one of those songs. It was called The Big Love by Pete Heller. Toronto's Finest. Yes, those are our finest. Those are our firefighters. I totally forgot what I was talking about. Oh yeah, initially the weed was like an indica. It was a body high. But now I'm finding it to be more of a heady high. Very coherent head high. And I really, really like that. It's cool. I like coherent head highs like I'm having right now. Like, I don't pause as much. I still do, but not as much. But, so I tried to look for the song. What happened was I went to one of the files 2 pages like I used to do. And, guess what? A fucking Trojan installs itself and hijacks my Internet Explorer and my executables. Now, thank God that I have another operating system installed on my computer. I still have Windows XP installed on another partition. And, I was able to virus check it from the other partition, so I got rid of it. Now, the thing is now when I boot it up, yeah, the virus is gone, but the thing is, though, no executables are executing. So no .exe files are executing. It's like, this is bullshit. I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm just running a local scan now. I went to safe mode, edited the registry, because I'm guessing it was a registry hack. And got rid of it. So, I'm hoping that this fixes it once and for all so I can browse the internet again in Windows 7. Because I really don't want to do that. So what other games do they have here? Like, I'm going to look through the regular games. Like I said, I had jailbroken my PS3. And because I wanted to play ROMs on it. Turns out, I would imagine that with the kind of cell processor that the PlayStation 3 holds, that emulation on this goddamn thing should be fucking amazing. You should be able to emulate Wii games off it. Okay? you should be able to get Wii games off it. I mean, it's powerful enough. It's more powerful than the Xbox 360 as far as hardware specs goes, but performance-wise, it doesn't. And be able to emulate just about anything on there. It should be the world's greatest emulation machine, and it wasn't. It wasn't. There were still slowdowns. I mean, so fucking weird. But yeah. I'm just gonna look through some of these games, because Beats. Why would I play Beats on here? Blast Factor. Triple Murder Falls. Buzz Junior Robo Jam. What the fuck? Like, how pathetic do you have to be to play a kid's game like that? It looks like there's a lot of good games on here, though. Like a Chrome Eat'em, Elefunk. I don't know. I had Judgment and Flowers. You gotta be careful, though. You gotta make sure you're downloading games for the PS3 and not for the PSP. Yeah, that's another thing I gotta make sure here. Let's just go into new releases. What do we have here? Red Faction Battlegrounds. Sonic 2, SOCOM 4, Mushroom Wars, Neptunia, whatever. I'm getting out of the PSN store for now. Yeah, Vic noted I can't take a picture of my PlayStation 3 theme. But yeah, I am a bit of a perv, like which guy isn't. I have a full-blown nude Vita Guerrera theme on my PlayStation 3. I can't upload pictures of it because it's obviously going to be breaking some of the terms of use, but Victor saw that. He's like, yep, I can't have that. He goes, he was like, yep, I can't have that. Oh, man, that was so much fun. That was so much fun. He's going to come over again soon, man. That was a lot of fun. All we did was play 2D Fighters High. That's all we did. That's all we did was just play 2D Fighters while high. And I'm about to play another one here. Now, Vic is not that good with the SNK games, but I've encouraged him to, you know, try to learn it at least. Because they are awesome. They are awesome. And how much time do I have left here anyways? Oh, about 2 minutes. But yeah, they're quite awesome. Like I said, the PlayStation 3 has an awesome store. The PSN store is one of the best, but I just wish they had screenshots and stuff like that. Like, at least the Xbox has that. Give you screenshots, there's videos, there's a demo. Oh, man. I mean, put it on beginner, holy shit. Battle configuration, controller set. Okay, so X is light punch. Circle is low kick. Oh, okay. Strong kick, strong. Okay. Escape, striker, attack. Okay, whatever. Okay, anyways, I'm getting incoherent here and we're running out of time. So, until next time, toodles.